Hello? Hey, so you are alive. Okay, that's great. Well, yeah, it's been 3 weeks and no one's heard from you. We're a little concerned. Bro, come on, she wasn't even your type. What? Yes, I do. We all know your type. You know that anybody who's following you can see what you like on Instagram, right? Besides, it's not like I haven't used your computer before. Come on, dude, I've seen what porn you look at. You're not exactly beating off to tiny nerd girls in oversized hoodies. Look, you can defend her all you want. I'm sure you guys had a great connection, but we've all been talking about it for the last year and half. And no, none of us think you were actually happy. What the fuck are you talking about? No, I'm not jealous, you dumbass. I missed my friend, and I just think he deserves better than a girl who never leaves the house or lets him see his friends. Speaking of, please tell me you at least left the house. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. You're going to clean yourself up, take a fucking shower, put on some decent clothes, and tidy up your apartment while you're at it. I'm coming over around 7, okay? Because you should be around your friends right now. We can watch a movie or order food or something. I'm just not gonna let you stay in this funk anymore, okay? Seriously? I'm not taking no for an answer. You're not gonna get any better, and you're not gonna get over her if you don't try. Thank you. Now go clean up. If I come over and it's a mess, I swear to God, I'll tell everybody that you slept with a nightlight until the 10th grade. Nope, bye. Sorry, I can't hear you. I'll see you at 7. Bye. Okay, I can do this. Oh, hi there, handsome. Can I come in? Leia? No. Leia couldn't make it, but she asked if I could come by instead. And, like, I didn't have any plans, so here I am. I'm Chelsea. It's nice to meet you. But it's a bit cold out here, and this skirt is like super short, so can I come in? Thanks, cutie. Ooh, your place is really cool, very chic. Leia? No, I already told you, silly, she couldn't make it tonight. That's why I'm here. I'm Chelsea! Gosh, do you even listen? And people think I'm ditzy. Oh, is that a guitar? I love guitar players. They're like super hot. And they're always so good with their hands. Ugh, dude, are you kidding me? I'm trying to give you a good evening, okay? I've been your best friend since the second fucking grade. I've barely heard from you for a year and a half, and you and your stupid ex broke up 3 weeks ago. Would you play along, please? I know what I'm doing. I promise it will be worth your time. Okay? Okay? Okay, thank you. So, like, what kind of music do you play? Oh, that's totally hot. I love rock too. I mean, obviously, look at these fishnets. I know they're pink, but they're like so edgy, right? Do you like them? Of course you do. I bet if you were a rock star, you'd totally spot me from the stage, right? Oh my god, I'd be such a good groupie too. Like, between these super tall heels and this super tiny skirt and yeah, exactly. I mean, how could you miss these tits squeezed into this tight corset? It's like you're in my brain or something. Oh my god, are you like a musician and a psychic? What am I thinking right now? No, silly. I was actually wondering if you liked my hair. I've never tried space buns before, but I think they're really cute. I mean, it's great if I like them, but it's a lot better if a hot guy likes them. Of course, I think you're hot, silly. You're like a rock star. And you've got such nice arms, and you've always been so funny, and Oh, wow, that couch looks so cozy. Should we sit down? Yeah, that's much better. So, tell me, Mr. Rockstar, what do you look for in a girl? It's just an innocent question. You like nerdy girls? I don't think I believe you. See, a lot of people underestimate my brain, but I'm actually really good at getting people to tell the truth, you know? Here, watch. Nobody has ever been able to lie to me when I'm sitting on their lap. I think it's because I'm intimidating. I mean, all I have to do is wiggle my hips back and forth a little, and they get so scared they just tell me everything. So, come on, tell me what kind of girls you like, because I. Dude, holy shit. Is this bulge real? This feels fucking massive. Are you kidding me? Play along? Okay, fine, smartass. You don't have any idea what you're in for. So, come on and tell me already. What kind of girls do you like? And you have to be honest. Pretty ditzy girls? With nice tits? So, is that the kind of girl you usually date? Aw, that's kind of a bummer because I'm actually really smart. So, is that what your last girlfriend was like? Oh, that's a shame. Such a sexy guy, and that's what you were stuck with? Here, wait. Put your hands on my hips. Yeah, the way you're moving my hips is so fucking hot. So tell me, am I hotter than your last girlfriend? Go on, you can say it. That's what I thought. I could tell because of that huge bulge down there. You keep looking at my lips. Yeah, it's a new color I'm trying out. Isn't it the perfect shade of pink? And it's supposed to be smudge proof, but I haven't tested it out yet. Do you think I should? Well, if you insist. Oh, and just so you know, the color is called Yes, Daddy. So how does it look? Any smudges? No? That's perfect. But that was just one test. And I bet you didn't think about your ex at all, did you? No? I think that means I'm a better kisser. I'm probably better at a lot of things. Should we find out, Daddy? Oh, you like it when I call you Daddy, don't you? And would Daddy like it if I went totally cum-dumb on his big dick like a stupid little bimbo fuck toy? Well, I guess we should see if I can smudge this lipstick then. Let me just slide down between your legs then. Oh my god, what am I even thinking? We've got to get these jeans off of you. See? That's much better, isn't it? Now let's see that great big. Holy shit, dude! This is like the size of my forearm! Are you kidding? Seriously? Shit. I wouldn't have let you leave the apartment either. Look at that big, fat, perfect daddy dick. Is this all for me? Oh, look at that. All wet with my spit and not a single trace of my lipstick. Isn't that fucking hot? Oh, aren't I good at this, Daddy? Yeah, Daddy likes it when I try to swallow his cock. I bet she never sucked your cock this way, did she? Tell me, Daddy. Tell me how much better these big, dumb, glossy bimbo lips feel wrapped around your thick fucking cock. the back of my tight little whore throat. And if you fuck my pretty little face, I'll get that big monster cock nice and shiny. And then you can put it in between these beautiful, stupid bimbo tits. Fuck. Oh, I'm just crying because of this perfect cock in my throat. You like it, don't you, Daddy? Ruining my makeup for you just because I want to make your giant dick throb. Oh. I bet I look so fucking sexy when I'm sucking your perfect cock, Daddy. Oh. Oh. You should take a picture. Go ahead. Take your phone out. Here, give it to me. I know my best selfie angles. Oh yeah, that's a good one. That would get so many likes. But you know what I'd really like? I think this fat daddy cock would look perfect in between these tits. See? Look at that. It's so fucking wet and shiny, and it fits just perfect in between these titties. It's like your cock was made for them, Daddy. I bet you never thought they'd look this nice. That big, thick daddy dick looks so sexy sliding between them, doesn't it? So fucking big, it can lick the tip like a lollipop. You like this, Daddy? Do you like having a sexy, slutty, cum-craving little fuck bunny who only thinks about pleasuring your giant fucking cock? Because I like it. In fact, Daddy, I fucking love it. I love being your pretty fuckable little ditz. And every single time your dick slides in between my shiny, drooly tits, my tight little pussy gets even wetter. Daddy, can I tell you something? I need you to fuck me. No, Daddy, I need it. I need to feel this giant daddy dick wreck me. Oh, please, Daddy. Won't you fuck my brains out? I want to go totally fucking dumb on your cock. I want you to fuck my vocabulary away. Can you do that, Daddy, please? See, Daddy? I'm such a good little slut for you. I didn't even wear panties. Oh, look at that, Daddy. I'm drenched for you. Don't you want to slide in? Don't you want to fuck me like the perfect bimbo slut of your dreams? Did you just rip my tights, Daddy? Put it in. Put it in. Please. Please, please, please. Oh, no, don't tease me. I need it. Fuck, I know it's going to hurt. But I don't fucking care. I need that fat fucking daddy cock to stretch me out. Oh, give it to me, please. Gimme. Gimme. Oh, fuck. My god. Oh, it's so fucking thick, Daddy. Oh, deeper. Yeah, deeper, Daddy. Make me take all of it. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, just like that. Yes. Fuck. Fuck me harder. Yeah, punish me. Punish me like I just sent your ex a picture of that massive cock against my lips. Maybe I did. Do you really want to stop what's happening right now and check your phone? Yeah, get angry and fuck me harder. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Oh, it hurts. Oh, but it feels so fucking good. Oh, stretch me out, please. Yes, stretch out this tight, fucking slutty little bimbo pussy. Oh, fuck, daddy. I can see it in my tummy. Oh, that's so fucking hot. Oh, yes. Rearrange my guts, daddy. Fuck. Oh, this pussy belongs to that big fucking daddy cock. Fuck. Oh, do you like the way my tits bounce when you thrust into me, daddy? Oh, am I pretty, daddy? Oh, am I a good fuck toy? Yeah. Am I better than she was, daddy? Oh, tell me how much fucking tighter and wetter my pussy is. Tell me I'm sluttier, because I am. All I want is to make you feel good, daddy. There are no other thoughts in my slutty little brain. Just daddy's throbbing cock and the fat fucking load that he's gonna bust for me. Oh, that's all I'm good for, daddy. Just a slutty, sloppy set of holes for you to fuck. Oh, daddy's own personal fleshlight. Desperate and begging for every single inch of that fat fucking daddy dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Don't you dare stop, daddy. Getting so fucking close. Oh, I need it. I need to come all over daddy's cock. Oh, I want you to feel me clench. Squeezing tighter. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Please, please, please. Daddy, fuck. I'm gonna... Daddy, fuck. I'm gonna come. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck. 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 Thank you, daddy. But I wasn't supposed to come, daddy. I wanted you to come. Can you do that for me, daddy? I just want a big, fat, creamy load of cum all over my face. I read it in Cosmo that baby batter is great for skin. That's how I can stay pretty for you, daddy. You want me on my knees? Yes, daddy. Oh, I need to use both hands to stroke this big, thick daddy cock. Can I taste us, daddy? Oh. Fuck, this perfect cock tastes even better when it's coated with my dumb, drippy juices. You can have my tight little fuck slut pussy anytime you want, daddy. As long as I can taste your fat fucking cock after. Oh, come on, daddy. I know you've got so much cum in there for me. Can I have it? Please? I'm like literally fucking drooling looking at it. Fuck. Come on, daddy. Mark your territory. Paint my fucking face. Oh, these perfect pink lips would look so much better painted white, wouldn't they? Come all over my face, and I promise I'll do anything you want. Yeah, anything. You wanna fuck my ass? Daddy can take my virgin ass whenever he wants. You can fuck me in public. I don't care who hears me screaming about how perfect your cock is. Oh, just do whatever you want, daddy. Just drown me in that fucking cum. Oh my god. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, that's so much cum. Fuck. And it's all over my tits, too. Oh, and it tastes so fucking good. That was so much better than I anticipated. Oh, come on. Don't act like you haven't thought about it before. Yeah, you know, when I was looking up at your face when you were coding me in your load, right? I saw that look in your eyes, and it wasn't just because I was putting on an act.
Daddy.
Okay, look, we can talk about the logistics of this later. Can you please get me a towel first? And then maybe some sushi from the place on the corner? I mean, it's the least you could do. You did rip my fishnets. Okay, you get a towel, I'll find something on Netflix. Have you seen this one? Of course you have. The girl's got a huge rack, too. Why am I not surprised? Thank you. Oh, is that her? I'm guessing she didn't like the picture. No, of course I wasn't kidding. She ruined your life for like a year and a half. She can deal with a picture of you actually being appreciated. So, you want to bend me over and let me answer that phone for you?